Partly cloudy skies and 52 degrees, your current temperature. We look for a high of 74 today under partly cloudy skies. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. News is brought to you here this hour by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In the latest local news, officials with the Council Bluffs Police Department responded to a report of a robbery at 1:24 p.m. on Tuesday in the 200 block of South 21st Street in Council Bluffs. The victim reported that he was walking out of his home with a friend when they were approached by two black females and one black male. The male drew a black semi-automatic handgun and forced the victim back into his home and demanded money. After taking an undisclosed amount of money and property, the three suspects fled on foot until getting into a white car parked on 2nd Avenue. The victim followed the suspects for a while, and the vehicle was last seen traveling westbound on I-480. No shots were fired, and nobody was injured during the robbery, which remains under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department Criminal Investigation Division. The black male suspect is described as being approximately 6'4", 200 pounds, 25 to 30 years of age, with shoulder-length braided hair with beads. He was wearing a black shirt with white lettering and black shorts. The black female suspects were described as being 25 to 30 years old and 5'8 or 5'9, approximately 150 to 175 pounds. One of the females was wearing a brown shirt with jeans. If you have any information on the crime, you are urged to contact Council Bluffs Police at 328-STOP. You can remain anonymous and could receive a cash reward for your tip. And the Glenwood Police Department reports the two recent incidents on May the 11th, this past Monday. They received a report from Jason Benson of Glenwood, who reported a theft. Also, an arrest occurred yesterday on Tuesday as Bradley Fink, 30-year-old of Glenwood, was arrested for driving while revoked. His bond was set at $1,000 cash. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two recent arrests. On Tuesday at 9:15 p.m., officers arrested 51-year-old Scott Timothy Brown of Grant for interference with official acts following an incident in the 600 block of 2nd Street in Grant. Brown was taken to Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. Early this morning at approximately 1:16 a.m., officers arrested 29-year-old Montana Wayne Krupa of Red Oak for possession of marijuana with intent to deliver, possession of drug paraphernalia, and a valid Montgomery County warrant for criminal mischief fourth degree. Officers also in that same incident arrested 25-year-old Jessica Faye Davis of Red Oak for providing false identification information and driving while revoked for OWI. Both arrests came as a result of a traffic stop at Eastern Avenue and 190th Street in Red Oak. Both individuals were taken to Montgomery County Jail, where Krupa was held on $5,000 bond and Davis held on $1,000 bond. The Red Oak Police Department assisted with the arrests. The Union County Sheriff's Office recently received a report of a mower theft in Afton. An Afton man reported on Monday at 12:45 p.m. that someone had taken his John Deere X300 mower valued at $3,400 from his residence. The theft occurred on Monday morning, and the mower was later recovered in Adair County. Montgomery County Sheriff's officials responded yesterday to a two-vehicle property damage accident at 2nd and Oak Streets in Grant. A black 2005 Hyundai Elantra owned by Jerome Miller, 59 years old of Atlantic, was westbound on 2nd Street when it failed to make the left turn onto Oak Street, resulting in the vehicle going into a residential driveway and striking a tan 2002 Chevy Trailblazer owned by 69-year-old Connie Gafing of Grant. Damage is estimated at $4,000 to the Elantra and $1,000 to the Trailblazer. The driver of the Elantra left the scene of the accident, and there have been several conflicting reports as to who had possession and control of the vehicle at the time of the accident. Anyone with reliable information as to the driver of that vehicle can contact Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 712-623-5107. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of 54-year-old Mark Allen Seekman of Red Oak for driving while license suspended early this morning. Seekman was arrested at 12:15 a.m. and booked in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $300 bond. Cass County Sheriff's officials reported that on Monday, 24-year-old Morgan K. Leader of Griswold was arrested on three charges. They include operating while intoxicated first offense, assault on a peace officer, and interference with official acts. Deputies report that Leader was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on Monday on $1,000 bond. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green reports that today, between 11 a.m. and noon, residents in the northern part of the city of Atlantic will most likely hear an emergency siren. Currently, that area of the community is served by three small sirens, some that date back to the late 1960s, and the older sirens are getting more expensive to repair, so they're looking at the possibility of replacing the oldest units with one larger siren that will have more volume and a larger coverage area. Here this morning, a siren company will be bringing a special truck to town that will lift a test siren into the air to find out if it will provide the same or better coverage than the current units. And that will be going on once again from 11 a.m. to noon here today. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will be meeting this morning at 9 o'clock at the Adair County Courthouse in the boardroom. And in the regular session, they will be discussing transfer resolutions, pictometry imagery, a child abuse prevention grant drawdown, also electronic transactions clearing a 28E amendment, Aflac payroll account acknowledgement and cooperative reimbursement agreement with DHS. Also during the meeting, Mindy Schaefer, the county auditor, will be speaking on election equipment bids. And also Nick Kaufman, the county engineer, will be talking about approval of new hires, a stop sign resolution, longevity raise for Jared Decker, and report of maintenance and activities. Four more Iowa farms are testing positive for bird flu. The Iowa Department of Agriculture says an egg-laying farm and a turkey farm in Buena Vista County bring the number to 15 cases in that county in northwest Iowa. A broiler farm in Osceola County is the state's first indication of the disease on a farm raising chickens for meat. Officials said Tuesday that the farm has 700 birds. Most of Iowa's affected chickens are egg layers. Lyon County also has its first case. It's on an egg farm. Iowa has 49 cases of bird flu in 13 counties. More than 26 million birds will die. Minnesota and Wisconsin have no new cases, but Nebraska reported its first case on a farm with 1.7 million chickens. Iowa's Transportation Department has rejected requests by officials in four cities to keep operating some speed cameras in their areas. The State Department of Transportation issued the denials in letters dated Monday to officials in Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, and Muscatine. A letter to Council Bluffs was dated May 6. DOT Director Paul Trombino says in letters that the cameras are not making interstate highways or nearby intersections safer. The DOT decided in late 2013 that speed cameras on or adjacent to state highways should not be used as long-term enforcement tools and required more justification for their use. The agency later ordered several cities to turn off some cameras. Many communities appealed those orders. The Des Moines Register reports that city officials can appeal the decision in district court. And transportation officials say an increase in Iowa's fuel tax will help support a five-year plan to improve roads and bridges in the state. The State Department of Transportation submitted a $3.2 billion proposal to an agency commission on Tuesday. The commission will meet in June to go over those projects, and 100% of that gas tax that was raised will be used on road and bridge construction projects. Most of that money will be used for repairs, but some will be used for four-lane construction on parts of U.S. Highways 20, 30, and 61, and they acknowledge that those aren't for repair or rehabilitation, but say they fill a critical infrastructure need. That plan covers a period from July through 2020. That's a look at some of the latest news. We'll check funeral announcements next. KJAN News Time is 8:11. And now in your funeral announcements, Joyce Ortbulls, age 85, of Coon Rapids, died Saturday at the Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Joyce Ortbulls will be held at 1 p.m. today at the Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. Bernice E. Matthews, age 93, formerly of Atlantic, died May 5th in Loveland, Colorado. Funeral services for Bernice E. Matthews will be held on Wednesday at 2 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic here today. Asta Wichman, age 90, of Atlantic, died on Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Asta Wichman will be held Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Eddie D. Ruse, age 86, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Eddie Ruse will be held on Thursday at 1 p.m. at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Mary Lee Ruth Bertheson, age 70, of Sun City West, Arizona, died March 18th. Memorial service for Mary Lee Bertheson will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home Avoca has arrangements. Dana Lynn Hansen, age 58, of Casey, died Tuesday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dana Lynn Hansen will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. The Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. Robert Bub Christensen, age 66, of Atlantic, died on Friday at the Manor Care in West Des Moines. Memorial services for Bub Christensen will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. in Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And graveside services for Warren and Ruth Roberts, formerly of Cumberland and Messina, will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Messina Center Cemetery, north of Messina. Steen Funeral Home Messina is in charge of the professional arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here this 8 o'clock hour on KJN, brought to you this morning by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak, 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.